life alone, in darkness, in seclusion. Yeah, I know. You've been out there, tried to mix with those animals, and it just left you full of humiliated confusion. So you stagger back home and wait for nothing. But the solitary refinement of your room spits you back out onto the street. And now you're desperate and in need of human contact. And then you meet me and your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop all your defenses and you drop all your fears. And you trust me completely. I'm perfect in every way. Because I make you feel so strong and so powerful inside. You feel so lucky. But your ego obscures reality and you never bother to wonder why things are going so well. You want to know why? Cause I'm a liar!
Hell! This week, coming to you live, not from the archive, but live from the central section of Las Vegas, Nevada, not near the water treatment plant, it's Studio B hosting Spank Wagon Radio. How you doing tonight?
Not bad. I'm your host, Trench.
And I, of course, am the one, the only, you know me, you love me, you want to squeeze me, Claude Balls.
Oh, I don't want to know you that well.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to do a tribute for the ladies out there.
Tribute for the ladies out there. Let's take a quick look at our listener demographic, actually. dude, and dude so far, okay?
Maybe there's a slight chance there's a lady listening in the room.
There's a slight chance of rain. There's also a slight chance of snow, but there ain't no slight chance of ladies for you, Claude. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't say rain, snow, specifically where, so we can go ahead and we'll use that loophole.
Okay. You win.
Of course I do.
I'm going to get this thing off.
I know. It actually sounds much better with that off. You just have to remember not to exhale on the mic. Hey, Trench.
Yeah. Damn it, I hate it when you do that.
All right.
Fuck,
stop breathing in the fucking mic then.
How you doing?
Not too bad. We started building a show this week somewhat.
Yeah, really.
Some interesting news.
Got some actually great news, great conversations.
We have some killer conversations. Within the period of 1 week, we've got a cool Vegas legacy, a tradition for Spank Wagon, which has been uprooted and has more twists.
It was uprooted last week, and we missed it.
We missed it.
We fucking missed it.
I'm rather upset myself. Truth be told, I really am.
Yeah, we really did miss it. I mean, it was an opportunity to do and be part of
opportunity.
Something. Opportunity. Not only was the fact that we used to do it a lot was genuine Vegas, but the fact that what happened was genuine Vegas.
Yes. We could have had a chance.
To be part of history.
Be part of history. Not etch our names in stone, nothing like that, but for the sheer experience.
Totally. Yes. Sheer experience. To say, hey, we saw that live, kids.
Yes, totally.
And I know you all know what we're talking about. It's old news now because it's been a week since our last show.
Well, they may not know what we're talking about, actually. The reason is, to be honest with you, I've only seen it pop up on one other site.
Oh, what's that?
The news we're talking about.
I've seen it on a few sites, but okay.
I've only seen it on one. I've not seen it on CNN, Fox News, LA Times even. Missed this story.
See, I got it off of Seattle Post.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
it's on the AP Wire.
All right. So what happened was you got off Seattle Post, and I found it on there through FARC.
Okay.
Which I do not rely on FARC for my news. I am an honest journalist. I'm not fucking CNN. I've actually given up surfing CNN and Fox News because they're a day behind FARC.
Isn't that funny?
It's fucking scary.
There was something then that I don't remember the source, but it was a media source pointing out how
really
alternate media has taken over. There's more things that are pulled up from news sources that are not mainstream, not CNN,
right.
Not ESPN. You know, the online newspapers, blogs are becoming more and more. Now, of course, people have varied opinions of blogs. People either love them or people hate them.
It depends on the writer and the subject and how much you're really interested.
Yeah, true.
It's not one or the other, and it's not one thing. It really depends.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody talking about their life, you know, a fucking gothic blog would ultimately bore the shit out of me. However,
make you want to kill yourself.
Exactly. Well, it just bores me. It doesn't even make me want to kill myself. You want to give a good example of a beautiful blog? Tard blog.
Good point.
It's not updated anymore. That really breaks my heart to no end, to tell you the truth. It's good comedy. Just go to tardblog.org. No www. It's a funny site, but not now because you'll distract it from your show.
Really?
Really?
Because you should be just listening to us.
It's like watching TV and they give you a preview of, you know, what you could be seeing on other channels.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
So anyhow. Please look later. But yeah. yeah, in all honesty right there, like I say, very interesting news right there. Do you want to go into that now?
Almost flip my ass over on your chair here.
Your chair
goes like halfway fucking back. Yeah, we can start up that.
Or
actually.
Did you want to go ahead and...
It's funny. I'm looking at the chat room and they're talking about my gain. And I think my gain is okay. I'll have to check my microphone setups here.
I'm in the chat room as well.
And you'll notice they said turn it up to 11. But the funny thing is with this board, it has an 11.
Well, that's actually interesting as well. And I understand what they're saying by turn up the gain. You're holding the mic a little further away than I am.
I always hold the mic a little further away.
Yeah, see, what I'm doing right now is I'm actually going to keep moving from the mic to avoid breathing on it.
Yeah, see, I always put my mic to the side. Whenever I talk into mics.
Oh, aren't you fucking Eminem
right
now?
No, it's not fucking Eminem. See, it's actually, I even read it in like a ham radio thing. Okay?
Dude, I look, okay, no.
Because when you're talking to a mic like this,
you.
Yeah,
I
you
look
get
like,
full audio.
I look like Monty Hall right now. You look like fucking Eminem.
Okay, whatever. Anyhow.
I got the bitches and prizes.
All behind door number three, ho. Anyhow, what we were talking about, because they're all saying, get to the fucking point. Actually,
bitches and prizes. The unauthorized autobiography of Bob Barker.
The price is wrong, bitch. All right. Las Vegas landmark. Binion's Horseshoe has been closed.
It was not just closed. It was raided.
It was raided and closed. Basically, what it says here is that a landmark hotel casino was closed indefinitely after federal agents shut down the casino floor and seized an estimated $500,000 to pay for unpaid employee benefits.
However, that's kind of unconfirmed.
That in itself's fucked up.
Well, I've actually heard reports as high as $1 million came out of there. Now, I don't know where they got that from. I don't know if it was like $500,000 in cash that they got, and the other $500,000 came from players cashing in their chips. Because if you had chips and you presented them to security,
you got your money.
Yeah, security would let you in. They lined everybody up at the main cashier's cage, and the FBI was watching, and they were letting them exchange out cash for the chips.
Okay, but right now, I mean, we were both kind of caught off guard, though. I mean, even $1 million.
Right.
$1 million I can sort of understand. Only $500,000, though?
$500,000
that's
is
way
frightening.
Too low.
That's
because
that's
one of the laws that actually that they have to follow.
Right, right. And that's please go ahead.
Well, one of the laws that casinos have to follow is basically you have to keep enough money to equal all chips that are actively circulating on the floor.
And then some.
And then some, because you never know.
Yeah, because it's not just for chips. It's also for prize payouts, whether somebody wins a jackpot on a machine or if they win big at a table game.
Right.
However, what's interesting about that, though, is that money in the cage is actually what led to the casino's demise.
Yes, it is. Also, the front doors were locked Saturday. Yellow police tape greeted visitors to the Horseshoe. It has been a downtown fixture for 52 years and home
52?
To the wildly popular World Series of Poker.
You know, they had an employee there in line that had been employed there for 42 years.
Wow.
He was a bartender.
Holy crap. And that's a bar we've walked past dozens of times.
Right. Kind of makes me almost wish we'd have got a cocktail there.
You know, kind of does. I mean, I almost wish we were down there to get our steak and potato and salad and roll because, you know, it is good. And I'll tell you what, it has been rumored that, you know, it is more expensive than it ever used to be, but it's still good stuff. Anyhow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Some 900 Binion's employees were left without work after owner Becky Binion, Benin, B-E-H-N-E-N, agreed to close the property until she could find enough money to reopen it. Basically, what happened is on Friday, gamblers watched in disbelief Friday night as U.S. Marshals shut down the casino floor. The agents were enforcing a court order against the property, which has not paid about $3 million in pension and health insurance benefits since last summer for an estimated 400 union employees.
But please remember, that's only one of their debts.
One of their debts. This basically was a desperation move on our part. Lost my mic, sorry. Basically, what it was is they had to shut it down because they actually put a lien on the property and on the entire Binion's everything, basically.
They're actually
two different times.
Yes, there's actually two separate tax liens alone.
Yep. There was also issues with the taxes, the insurance, but they pretty much shut it down after they tried to get her to agree to pay. And I'll tell you what, it's something that has been kind of a local thing. All have known that Becky Benin has been running this thing into the ground after Ted Binion died.
More so. And I actually have some background on that, which I was getting to kind of earlier right there. I didn't want to step on too much though. Thank you for the good lead in. We're getting better at this. timeout for mad props to us. Thank you.
Well, it's on strike. Remember.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Fucking Gipper. Anyhow, she accused Jack Binion, her brother. There's actually five Binion children.
Yeah.
Fathered, by Benny Binion.
Benny Binion.
Ted, of course, is famously dead. Jack Binion ran the property. I've heard reports from 2 to 3 decades.
Wow.
Ran it very profitably. And when Becky took over, she actually accused him of mishandling it.
You know, and the funny thing is she has been the one that locals, employees,
everyone,
other gaming win, they all knew.
Correct.
It was only a matter of time when she took
over. This actually started many years ago.
Yeah.
I actually, I can't say how I know this person right there because they are actually a Binion employee, and I can't name them.
Fair enough.
This is one of those long time, decades old employees there. Apparently, Benny Binion did not want Becky to marry this guy. She did.
Brennan.
Is Brennan his name?
Is that because she took his last name? Is that the same
Benin
guy?
Benin is his.
Benin, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's a fucking low life dealer.
Really?
Card dealer. Yeah, that was it.
That's
Benny.
Odd.
Benny had actually had the marriage prearranged. Successful businessman from Texas, wealthy guy, self-made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he liked them. They got together, but she revolted against her father and married this guy.
Okay.
For several years after they were married, they had to live outside the United States.
Really?
Yeah, Benny put a hit out on him.
Oh my God.
Everything he's ever tried has failed. He tries to run. He's not a businessman. He sucks. He's fucking scum.
Is he a cooler?
Obviously so. Obviously so. Yeah.
I had to say that.
New
to
Vegas lingo.
Woo!
For the kids out there.
Yeah, really.
What it was is he's tried to help her run this, and it's really him running it, not her. She's just fucking stupid to let him. Yeah. Phase one, when she took over, she closed the bingo parlor.
I don't understand that. That's one of the huge things that you cannot close, especially for an old casino. If Palace Station closed bingo, or Sam's Town closed bingo, they'd be fucked.
Oh, would you like to know the reason why?
Sure.
Because she wanted to install a buffet.
They don't have a buffet.
They do.
I've never been there.
You know when we go in the parking lot?
Are you telling them that's what's upstairs in the back?
You know, okay, you know where
How can you have a buffet when you hide it in the fucking...
Dude.
Anyhow.
Okay. You know when we go down, when we come in on the old side, there used to be the Del Webb Mint.
Right.
Okay. You know how there's those set of escalators and shit?
Yeah.
Remember those double doors that are always closed?
Yeah.
That used to be the bingo hall. That is now what's the fucking buffet.
So you closed on a profitable bingo hall to run a buffet that is rather one in a million, so to speak.
Ooh,
probably even wasn't that all that good. Probably better than Fitzgerald's, but still.
Ooh, Fitzgerald's,
sorry.
Dude.
I know a lot of non-locals are going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Fitzgerald's is like all-you-can-eat Denny's. Let me just throw that
visual out
there.
It's not even Denny's, man. It's sort of all-you-can-eat freezer section.
It's heinous. Anyhow, she closed down the bingo, and that killed a lot of stuff because gamblers would want to go play poker. So they just dropped their blue-haired wives off to go play fucking bingo.
Sounds fair to me.
Fine. Now, this gets even worse.
Okay.
She lost a lot of gamblers.
How? Well, I mean, other than the bingo.
Other than just running shit in the ground.
Okay.
Being tighter with the comps, things like that. So she lost her income. So to recoup that said income, she had to go ahead and attract more gamblers.
Okay.
At the same time, because she lost income, just as we said before. Because you are a gambling hall, you must have this much cold hard cash on hand.
Yes.
She couldn't cope with it. She couldn't keep the cash in the reserves.
Okay.
So she had to lower the table limits and stopped accepting all bets.
Unbelievable.
Right. So that lowered the amount needed in the cage. And then she sold $1 million.
A little bit of Vegas lore here is one thing that Binion's has always been really famous for is basically if you have the money and you want to bet it, you can go to Binion's and bet it. That's what one of the big things was. Now,
there's actually a very
million
famous
dollar
story
bets,
of that, too.
Ridiculous bets. Also, one of the other Vegas, I guess you say Vegas sons, even though I don't like them, Steve Wynn.
I would not call him a Vegas son.
Well,
he's made, but he didn't make it honestly.
Okay.
I know that's an oxymoron, but yeah.
One thing, though, he used to borrow money.
He did more than borrow.
Well, yeah, but one thing that Binion's was good for doing was loaning out money to other casinos to cover their bets.
Right.
So if, let's say, someone decided to bet something high and the casino was running low, guess what? Binion's came through.
Correct. And there's actually something quite famous with that as well. There was, I believe it was a group of nurses or something, had like saved up 2 years.
Okay.
And they had saved up, I think, like $1 million.
Wow.
And they wanted to do a straight 50-50 bet.
Okay.
On the Super Bowl.
Oh, shit.
Jack Binion was the only person in town that was willing to take the bet, and he did.
That's awesome. Did they win?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
He made money.
He made $1 million.
But he was well respected for that he actually was willing to put his neck and the casino's neck on the line, take that bet to keep up the image.
So right now, as it stands, a little bit of history and us reminiscing about our favorite place.
Ah, yes.
And
there's more, too.
Oh, there's a lot more, but...
Oh, no, up to date.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Harrah's wants to buy the Binions because they mainly want the name.
Yeah, of course.
Because they want the world tournament of poker. Because actually, gambling on television, Bravo Network and everything else is...
all because of Binions.
Really, exactly. It's really picking up, and it's really attracting a lot more people to the tables and tourists to come to Vegas.
Yep.
They've got a very interesting problem going on. Harrah's will buy, what was the amount, $50
million? I think so. I think it was around $50
million. You know what part of that $50 million is?
What's that?
Assumed debt.
No shit.
It's not even cash they have to put out.
I'll be damned.
But they have a big problem now.
What's that?
Becky is refusing phone calls and not signing the paperwork.
Why?
No one knows, because they can't get in touch with her.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's one thing there's a problem, too, that could throw a whole monkey wrench into this.
What's that?
There is a 1% stakeholder in the Binion's Casino who has a special clause in their shareholding contract for what they sold off. Under times of extreme debt or anything,
right,
this person can go ahead and pressure and contest ownership from Becky and assume control of Binion's.
I'll be damned.
It's Jack Binion.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so the plot thickens. Binion's is not over yet.
You know, it will let you guys know what's going on. I know it's a little dry, and it's a very dry topic for anybody who's not really into Vegas. But
right. But this is
Binion's horseshoe, folks.
This is Vegas lore live.
Yeah, this is one of the most classic, respected, at least to a point, respected casinos. Gambling halls.
Gambling hall
of all time. By the way, just a little bit of extra numbers here. The liens that were filed were pretty much $5 million liens, $2.5 million liens, total of $5 million in unclaimed taxes. So anyhow, that was that. That was exciting. We wanted to kind of start that off because of the fact that, dude, when we were sitting here last week after the show griping, complaining about the software and setup and things like that, and we were got a phone call from, I guess you could say, Mama Balls.
Yes, from Mama Balls.
And she's like, you got to hear this. And we're like, what? What?
She actually thought we were at Binion's.
Yeah.
She's like, what happened? I'm like, what happened with what?
Because we're known for going there after the show.
Yeah.
You guys know this.
It is a haunt. Of course, none of you ever joined, but that's understandable. You're not here in Vegas.
Of course. And if you are, you'd be expected to join.
Of course.
We'd even pay for the ticket. Well, not the ticket, but the meal.
If you parked at Binion's, I'd cover your parking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Anyhow, so we found that out. We were like, oh, shit, too bad we're off the air.
Yeah, it's not.
So
yeah.
That's why we started off. By the way, let's flip gears, switch topics and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Talking about the site, how do you like it?
The site
I made
is
some changes,
nice
folks.
Very nice update.
How do you guys like it? You know, I mean, it really needs a little more input because a lot of people were sitting there. First off, the dumbest questions I've ever heard. How do I get to chat? Well, there was a big chat link up there.
I'm timid at this point right now just to create, colorful but self-explanatory buttons.
You know, it's getting to that point. Because they were asking, where's the chat? I'm like, well, the chat's on the main index. You just click it and follow the instructions.
I just thought of something really evil.
And so I decided to make chat link and all the information right there in a little segment box off the side. But also the archive is moved up to the main index. And now that means that when I update the archive, I'm updating it there, as well as the back archive and the radio link. So that way you have two places to go. To link to the download to get the show. Now, last week's show, my G4 is down, actually. My G4 has a bad
still
fan.
Down.
It's still down. I haven't even touched it all week. I've been too busy with everything else because I got my duster running.
Hey.
Duster running. And
No. Did you drive it here tonight?
No, I did not drive it here tonight because I still got to get it smogged. It's being a bitch. Anyhow, moving all the stuff, and I got the site updated. And so pretty much now the next thing will be... kind of updating the archive and getting that two show split glued together. And as a matter of fact, after what happened last week, I got motivated to start hunting down software, and I found some new software that we're currently running the show off of. We're kind of keeping everything a little on the down low and the hush hush because of what it is, because of something we're going to do in the pretty near future.
Industry secrets. Yes, because I'm working. Yeah, I'm actually have to do some work tomorrow, which is going to help perpetuate the perpetration of our future.
Perpetuate the perpetuation. Yes, and also I know it needs more than weekly updates, and I agree completely, Reverend, looking at our chat room.
Also been quite worried about weekly updates, though.
You know, and I appreciate the fact that we need weekly updates. I agree. It's something where I can easily pop in news and pop up stuff, and it could
I'm
get some more
borderline,
links.
Dude. There's too many. There, you know, Now, you know,
everything
what,
has news. No, I want opinions.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, I was gonna. Oh, thank you. You saved me from falling in that hole I was about to dig. Okay, continuing.
Everyone has news. I mean, everyone. You can go to FARC, Obscure Store, CNN, ESPN. Right. Fuck, Google has news, folks. Give me opinions. Give me stories. Give me something that you want to talk about. Not quite. Yeah, fuck it. Quite like a blog. But the only big difference is
we're entertaining.
We're entertaining it.
We're not angst-ridden.
You know, we're going to try
cradle
some of this stuff.
Cradle of filth.
I could put links up to stupid sites, and we could do movie reviews and stuff like that, but it's really tough. It's really tough because it's time-consuming, and well, we don't know exactly what you like. Now, Chazad has made a point to say, hey, you know, your music's been sucking ass lately. Chazad, go ahead and send something up to the site. Put something in the message boards to say what you would like to hear for music. I'm sure we could try to accommodate. And if you really, really want to hear something...
What music? What music? Where's he saying that?
Well, he's been,
Jesus, I could hear myself reverberate too much.
Yeah, well, he's actually said this earlier in the chat.
Must stop deep-throating Mike.
Huh.
It doesn't bother me.
I know it doesn't bother you. It bothers the fuck out of me, though. Anyhow, but yeah, if you want to know and you want us to play a certain kind of music or you want to hear something, us play it, well, you know, even if you own it or don't own it, we don't care. Message boards
yes,
are there.
Yes, we do.
Email. Yeah,
we love
do.
You. RRIA. No, actually, no. Fuck that. I'm not kissing your fucking ass.
Don't kiss that anymore, ass. But yeah, I mean, let us know what you want to see and what you want to hear, and you know, we'll try
you
to
fart?
Accommodate. Not yet.
Something smells rank.
I don't know. It's your house.
Yeah, I know. That's what worries me.
Anywho, moving on. Wow, we're sort of caught off guard a little bit today. Again, we're not.
Yeah,
we're not quite
been.
As. We're still having problems growing into the new show. We've had a hell of a week
yeah.
because this week we finally ended CES and we finally got that convention
Jesus.
Out of town. But then we had a bunch of IBMers come into town and just make life hell for us again.
And next week is going to be the Home Builders Convention.
Home Builders Convention, I honestly don't see them as a problem because, come on, I don't think they're all going to be carrying laptops like every single employee of the North American whatever IBM group.
I think they will. However, which was very interesting, I got into a debate about that today with, of all people, your boss.
Okay.
My boss actually said the same comment that you did to him.
Okay.
And he was like, get with it, man. You know, everybody's got technology these days. Everybody's going to be on the internet. And you know what my response was? More than likely, they're probably going to just stick with their dial-up, even if they do.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to be as bad as the technology people.
Okay.
And, you know, it will be worse, of course, than, say, I don't know, a bridal spectacular. But still, yeah, it is a convention. I do expect a lot of pain in the ass griping from people.
Well, you know, one thing that I always say is, internet, yeah, whenever I get a customer or whenever I get a guest or whenever I get anybody who needs help and they go, oh, I'm not good at this stuff, all this internet's all a mystery to me. You know what I say? Everyone, first off, has a learning curve. Two, everybody has something that they want to do online, and they do it. They don't, you
True.
Know, some people will go out and they will do everything they can online, banking and flight reservations and everything you can imagine with money, and that's great. People like us, you know, I play a lot around with IRC, and I'm hanging out in, you know, Spankwagon, Ars Anime, Car Talk, so on and so forth, or, you know, when I'm online,
right.
I check my email or, you know, go to Read News and Slashdot and all that shit, and it really, to me, you make the internet work for you the best you can. If you're not a hardcore user, you're not a hardcore user. And you can't expect everybody to be on this bandwagon, always on the internet, always on
True.
Broadband. You just can't expect that.
Yeah, and like I say, you know, I do expect there will be quite a few wired people, but I don't think the majority is going to necessarily wire into our system per se.
That's true. Very true. So anyhow, yeah, I don't know. I've always been kind of the type that, you know, there's technology haves and technology have-nots, and there's just other people that don't give a rat's ass. All right, speaking of rat's ass, we're going to go ahead and take our first break of the show, figure out what that stench is, and
yeah, it's a little early
bury
for a
it.
Break.
No, that's about right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. What are they listening to?
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Where is it located at?
Flamingo. No, just
kidding. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
In a world where Spankwagon was on the internet.
We're not... okay, hold on. It's on the internet only in the only world.
Shit, I started laughing at my joke too much. I killed my
You
own
laughed
phone.
At your own joke. You're
yeah.
pathetic. You're so weird.
You opened up your mouth and Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another war, another tower went up where the homeless had their homes. So we prayed with many different gods as there are flowers, but we call religion our friend. We're so worried about saving our souls, afraid that God will take us so that we forget to.
It starts with one.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time.
All I know.
Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. Kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had too far to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I don't know why. Try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end.
What, Linkin Park?
Your karaoke.
Karaoke rules. Dude, we should go do karaoke.
We should never, ever do karaoke.
You're wrong, dude. You're wrong. Where Japan fails with tentacle rape, they've succeeded with karaoke.
Speaking of tentacle rape, what are you doing in the chat rooms?
I'm just looking for a decent conversation.
Decent conversation. If you, anybody who's, I guess you could say, over in
Ars Anime,
Claude, let everybody know what you just posted.
Well, I'm just kind of debating right here between me and Trench. I'm thinking, wouldn't like, hey, you know how there's like Alien versus Predator next year,
right?
I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cool if they had like Sailor Moon versus the Legend of Overfiend?
Oh, Jesus Christ! You really fucking posted that?
Yeah, I'm curious. Wouldn't it be cool?
Hold on, I'm flipping over there now. And if, for those of you who want to know what we're doing, actually, you can chat with us live, irc.slashnet.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have one room, that's Spank Wagon, but we also kind of troll around in Ars Anime and Car Talk. Well, at least I troll in Car Talk. Moving on. Boy, we were going to talk about something. I don't remember what it was.
Well, we were going to talk about several things right there. We had some kind of current updates to one thing we were talking about. Daimler Chrysler.
Yeah, what? First off, if anybody has seen it, the new Chrysler supercar, 815 horsepower, uh-huh. 0 to 100 in 6 seconds.
And you know what they're doing with that, don't you?
Not yet.
They're gonna know why they're making something like that.
Yeah, I'm curious.
My guess is they're just gonna take out Ford with their saline shit and GM with their Corvette and their Cadillac all at once and just say, fuck you. Overboard.
Actually, I don't think it's actually going against the Saline as so much as it's going to go against the Ford's...
GT?
GT 40.
Dude, I'm sorry. The GT... No, not GT 40, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
In all honesty, I got to tell you, dude, you know what? The GT looks nice. It's got nice lines. However, especially compared to that heinous polygon rendered fucking Cadillac and the shitty, nasty Saline... Yeah. I'm going with the Chrysler.
Yeah, it looks really, for a supercar, it looks very, very close to Nissan NSX.
Which one?
There's that supercar Nissan puts out. Like
supercar Nissan? Acura makes the NSX.
Acura, thank you. That's what I mean.
They make the
NSX. Sorry.
Oh, God. It's $30,000 alone for the transaxle.
Yeah, I know.
That's not drivetrain, just transaxle.
I know. God. I know. But yeah, the supercar that that Acura puts out is an impressive supercar. But the Chrysler one looks a lot like that on the profile, and a little bit on the head-on. But the rear end of it, if you really want to know, the rear end looks identical to a goddamn Crossfire. So if you want to know what it looks like, picture that. I think it has a weird name. It's called the Chrysler. I want to say it's the 412O or something like that. It's something weird.
Yeah.
It's not a normal name, but it's a new Chrysler supercar, and I've read about that. But you have some interesting shit you dug up about Daimler.
Yeah, Daimler, not Daimler Chrysler.
Just Daimler.
This is just against Daimler. They do not wish to include Chrysler. Back in the 1800s, this is really funny because this is a
1800s?
Actually more like the 1700s.
Holy shit.
There was a law put onto the American books. It's the 1700s going into the 1800s. It allowed for crimes committed in foreign country to be tried in the United States. It makes sense why they made it for pirates. If cargo was hijacked in international water, there you go.
Got it. That makes sense. So anyhow.
Well, apparently back in the 1970s, Daimler had their operations down in South America. I want to say Argentina.
Okay.
I really have a gut feeling to say that, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't have the paper in front of me. excuse me. What happened was they were building a car plant, and the indigenous peoples of the Argentinians decided they wanted to unionize.
Okay.
Well, Daimler was against it, and what happened was a lot of beatings, tortures, and murders occurred. Eventually, the union won.
Fuck.
It was a very bloody battle.
Apparently.
But union and the workers and stuff who have survived are now suing Daimler. Not Daimler Chrysler. They are suing Daimler, the German division. Chrysler's left out of this. They just want to go after Daimler. They're suing in America.
Why are they suing? Well, what are they suing on? I mean,
they're for human rights violations.
Such as
they,
what?
They
like
supported
pay and
the
shit?
No, they supported the torturing of people.
How could they prove that?
Was one guy. He was, for a week, he was locked up. He was beaten. They'd throw him into a cage and, like, prod him with cattle prods and shit and just poke the shit out of him.
Okay.
The day he was released, his captors gave him an envelope. Inside was an apology letter from Daimler saying, "We're sorry to hear of your recent news, blah, blah, blah. We feel very sorry. Daimler cares. Feel free to take the next week off with pay and return to your job when you're okay." How else would Daimler have known what happened to him and where he was?
I'll be damned. Now, was this a Daimler employee or was this one of the indigenous people?
No, he was a factory floor foreman.
Okay.
And
he wanted to unionize.
He was an organizer.
Oh, damn.
So Daimler has got their ass in a sling, and they're saying, no, we never did this. And they're saying they're digging up paperwork, and they're going to take Daimler to court. And the U.S. is more than happy to host this.
Yeah, because, I mean, with everything else going on with Daimler right now, what they don't need is to piss everyone else off.
I'm telling you.
Exactly what they've done. You know, they've pissed so many people off. But that's interesting.
Damn, this is good drugs.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're taking cough drops now.
I'm
freaking on cough drops, man.
For the listeners at home, I actually have a cold. Not a bad cold, obviously, because I can breathe through my nose. Ooh, Mike, smell funny. But I do have like a small...
Hey, you're right, it does.
Yeah, I have like a small cough.
Smells like...
rubber.
Smells like a sex shop. You know they got the rubber dildos on display? And they got that rubbery funk about them?
I hope that's a rubbery funk as opposed to some other funk.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, but yeah
you
do. I do.
Anyhow.
Well, anyhow, moving on. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I have a cold. It's cold coming on. So I took a couple day cool before I came here.
As typical, Trencher is a counter junkie.
I'm a counter drug junkie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. So I took a couple day cool before I came here. And I decided, you know, I know I'm going to cough and hack and wheeze and whatnot if I start talking during the show, which is obviously what I'm supposed to do during the show, not half talk, actually. And so I just stopped to get some cough drops. So I'm looking through the wall of cough drops at
The wall of cough drops.
Yeah, the wall of cough drops at Walgreens, and I'm going, oh, that's nasty. And then I pick up these cough drops that are flavored, and the packaging actually matches. It's Dad's Root Beer.
Yeah, Dad's Root Beer. You know what's funny?
What's up?
Right now I'm really craving a pepper steak sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good. Anyway. But yeah, so I'm
used to get pepper steak sandwiches and Dad's Root Beer, that's why.
Ah, makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it's Dad's Root Beer flavored. Of course, it has the methanol. Methanol, I said it again.
Methanol.
Methanol, ah! No.
Menthol.
Menthol, thank you. Oh, fuck my vowels all to hell. But it has menthol in it, so I'm like tasting menthol. And tasting root beer. It's like a root beer barrel, you know.
It's like Jolt on root beer.
And by the way, yes, Toe, I agree. Ice Blue Halls have more menthol than any other flavor. I used to,
I used to
suck down Halls all the time when I used to get the really bad colds back home in the Midwest. Because I'll tell you what, there's nothing that fucking makes you, I mean, just fucks you up as a cold when you're in the Midwest and it's ice and snow. It's like that fucking shit going on in the East. I mean, what the hell? They're saying now that Mars might actually be slightly warmer than the East Coast right now.
No, not is. Not might, is.
Is.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. What the hell? And why is this big news? Because I'll tell you what, cold snaps like this come down every single year. Some are more severe, some are less severe, but it's nothing new.
True.
It's nothing new.
It's a slow, you know what it
is? Slow news week.
Slow news.
Very slow news week. As a matter of fact, why don't we cover our dead celebrity?
Okay.
Why don't we do that right now? Because you want to talk about Slow News Week. This one's going to get you going. I think this one's going to get us all going. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's Dead Celebrities of the Week.
Here's the problem we have.
No dead celebrity.
We have an unconfirmed dead celebrity. What's that guy's name? Spalding Gray?
Spalding Gray could be dead.
Spalding Gray could be dead. He is our could-be dead celebrity of the week. Spalding Gray has fucked everything up for you. So if you find Spalding Gray alive, kick the ever-loving shit out of
his
ass. Kill
him so we have something to report on, please.
Right. So, sorry, folks, but we have a legitimate excuse. Spalding Gray fucked up dead celebrity of the week.
Yep. Spalding Gray. All his depressing ass fault.
So,
we have, this week, we have the celebrity that we...
wish we was dead.
So, this is a celebrity.
Wish was dead.
That is a celebrity for sure, and we want them to die. We need them to die,
and it's not just a I don't like that person. I wish they would just drop dead. No, we actually have at least in our minds, and we're sure you agree because you share our intellect.
At least you listen to our show.
Mm-hmm. Many facets, many reasons that this person deserves to die, and how their death would actually bring about much benefit to the world.
Yeah, I think I agree with you completely. Let's see. Who is the celebrity that we wish was dead?
Who could it be?
Oh, let's not get him. They already got pissed off at us earlier for lollygagging around.
Hmm.
Who could it be? Celebrity. Who would you want to see dead, Claude?
Who would I want to see dead?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just at an impasse right now. I'm having a very hard problem announcing this person.
We talk about him a lot.
But do I say he or she? See, yeah.
Well, we already know the gender's in question. We already know that
we know what it started at. We know what it started.
Well, we know what it started at. We know where it's ending.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only way you could tell the end of them. It's like one of those bad books, you know, when you could tell the end before you get there. Yeah, that's pretty much where it's at. Like I said, though.
Basically, the wish he was dead celebrity of the week is Michael Jackson.
Michael fucking Jackson needs to die.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Not for the reasons you'd think. Well, some of the reasons you'd think.
And to be honest, it's only a fraction of it.
Yeah.
And don't hand me just because that, you know, history was a flop. No, not that at all.
Well, that might be a good reason.
Ooh, and the
Moonwalker.
Blood on the Dance Floor. How about that album? How'd that do?
You
haven't even heard of it, have you?
No, I've never heard of it. I'm thinking
and it was released this November.
No, I thought they held that one back.
No.
Oh, okay.
It got released.
Oh my God. Anyhow.
See.
Wow, he had an album and no one knew.
Yeah. What if they had a war and no one showed up? What if they released an album and no one cared?
The RIAA would cry. Oh. Anyhow.
Yes, Rev, it has to be a fucking celebrity. Goddamn, they have to be famous. At this point, I might have somebody who, like, was a roadie for some fucking band in the 50s, okay?
Steve is dead. Steve was a roadie. He assembled the mic stands, but they never let him touch the mic.
Dude, in that one town in the middle of nowhere, Steve pulled through. Steve found Ludes. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's not happening.
Basically, the reason we say that Michael Jackson needs to die, first off,
the fuck you mean Elvis? Has to be dead within one spank wagon week. Fucking
God
9 volt.
Damn. People just haven't picked up the way things go. Anyhow, what's your reason for Michael Jackson needing to die?
Well, aside from him being a fucking pederast, okay?
Meaning he touches little boys.
And he does a little bit more of them right there.
Yeah.
One, how about just the fact that the problem with the media he causes?
Oh, Jesus.
Let's start with that.
We, you know, and if anybody's watching TV today, he went in, albeit late.
21 minutes.
21 minutes late to his, was it not the...
His arraignment.
Arraignment, thank you. Yeah, and...
Don't lick the fucking mic.
I didn't mean to.
God, you just spit too, dude. Jesus Christ.
Moving on. No, he was actually 21 minutes late to his arraignment, but yeah. What really got me was what happened out in the parking lot. Now, first off, they've been knowing...
Yeah, you're going to have to fill me in on this.
They've been knowing that this is going to happen. I mean, they've been really preparing. So, like, everything's all duct taped off. All the different major media outlets have their spaces reserved. Food vendors are starting to show up.
Yeah, and remind me later on the show to, you know, ask me about why not to eat at a taco truck.
Okay. Food vendors are starting to show up to serve food to not only the media, but to anybody that's just hanging out at the courthouse. Basically getting ready for this big fucking circus. Michael Jackson shows up. What does he do? He gets on the top of the fucking truck. I think this is after.
It was after.
After the arraignment. He gets on top of the truck. It just waves. What does the fucking crowd do?
They go wild.
Like, they love this fucker. Okay, I'm sorry. He could have been touching your little boys.
But that's not why people are upset. I'm sorry. Not, well, that is why they're upset. That's not why people would go crazy.
No,
dude. Am I a dude? Have I ever sold out a stadium?
No. You barely sell out the chat room.
Right. I'm being honest.
I mean, I agree.
And look how people go crazy when they see me in public. It's not the fact that it's who it is. It's the fact that they get to see somebody famous and in their own minds pseudo-associate them with somebody famous.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I've even had my experience this week with pseudo-celebrity, or actually a full-on celebrity.
I got recognized for voice work.
Wow. That's impressive.
You did a TV commercial? Yeah, I recognize your voice from the radio, man. Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I mean, I've even had a celebrity encounter this week. We'll get to that in a minute. But Michael Jackson, though, one, you know what? His music isn't that great anymore. It really isn't. I think Black and White was the last good album.
Yeah.
You know, the song Black and White. I don't know what album was that. I don't remember the name of the album. I mean, that's just how
God.
It is.
I'm gonna say he only had truly one great album, man.
Thriller.
Off the Wall wasn't bad. Okay, had a couple good tunes on it, but Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller was good.
I will buy Thriller.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with Beat It on it and Thriller and Billie Jean. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even Moonwalker was an interesting video. I watched Moonwalker. I thought it was pretty cool.
Are we talking the video?
The video.
Are we talking the movie?
The movie. I'm sorry. Yes, I am talking the movie.
With Joe Pesci?
Yeah. God. I don't know. I liked it. It was just...
Okay, that's your guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
That's allowed. All right. That's
one of them.
Still fucking weird.
It's very fucking weird. I'll admit to that.
Little fucking kid starts breakdancing. Joe Pesci trying to shoot kids with heroin. And Michael Jackson turns into a fucking car. Not once, but twice.
Hey, man. You know, we're looking at the age of, what, Turbo Teen?
Oh, I'm sorry. What else? Yeah, but Turbo Teen's a cartoon, okay?
So is Michael Jackson.
Oh, by the way, that's right. He tried to turn himself into Megatron, too.
Yeah,
remember?
God, it's been a long time since I've seen that. I got to go rent that.
Dude, I used to...
It's on DVD.
I used to... Oh, God. Don't say that.
Come on. We'll put it right on the bookshelf with Suburban High Life.
Anyhow. That's where it belongs.
So, anyhow. You know...
Yeah. So, yeah, in all honesty, dude, the media frenzy right there. Does Michael Jackson have a large fan base right there?
Oh, huge.
Oh, yeah.
World fucking wide.
Why do people, but the thing about it is, why do people go crazy? Because he's fucking famous.
Yeah,
that's
same,
all.
The same reason
that's
he stopped traffic all. On the 215 here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dude. People want to say they met Michael Jackson, they shook his hand, or they were touched. I mean, yeah. It's almost to the point where it's like an evangelical. You really, really think about it. It's almost to the point of evangelical.
Dude.
He touched me, I'm better.
Dude,
what?
Dude, because he's famous, dude. Dana Carvey brought this up one time when he was doing a serious sit-down interview.
Okay.
And it's the best fucking explanation of fame and why people go crazy I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
He goes, check this out. If you took a TV channel, okay, and all you did was broadcast an orange.
Okay.
Just take a piece of fruit, like an orange, broadcast it, put it in like a little turntable, and show it 24 hours a day for like a month.
Okay.
Then display it at a local mall. People will go, hey, honey, that's an orange on TV. And they'll be in awe.
You know, there's something to that. I mean,
not
there is
not
something
because
very
it's an orange,
serious to that, but I agree.
Because of the television. The
because it was on TV. Factor. Well, look at the Yule Log. You ever heard of the Yule Log? In New York, well, I can't remember which station it is off the top of my head, but one of the stations every Christmas morning broadcasts the fireplace.
Greatest ideas in the world.
And they've been doing it for so many years, but they actually stopped doing it a couple years ago. And since then, though, people have actually been wanting it. We want it back. We want the Yule Log. Because what they would do, you're in an apartment in New York. You all have TVs, but you don't got all fireplaces. That's an extreme luxury that anybody here in Vegas takes for advantage.
Ooh.
Or takes for granted.
No, not even anymore, man. Because, I mean, it's been like a decade and a half since they imposed
no wood
fireplaces.
But I'm saying even I have a gas.
Gas, yeah.
Anyhow.
But yeah, okay. But
so
yeah,
they show the wood log, the burning Yule log, Christmas morning while you're unwrapping gifts mm-hmm. and spending time with family, and they show this thing for 4 fucking hours,
mm-hmm.
and people go nuts. You know, it's the same thing. I can understand that you show an orange on TV, people go, "Hey, that was that orange on TV."
Right.
We've done it.
I am not Michael Jackson.
Hey,
we've
seen that on TV.
I don't have a singing talent and shit, and I can't do his dance. I can moonwalk. Okay, I can say that.
That's debatable. But anyhow,
I got moonwalking like the day is long. Okay, now check this out. But you've seen how people just go gaga, not because I'm Claude Balls. I'm going to be honest, because of the fame factor.
You know, they go nuts because they recognize something that they've saw on TV. And
exactly.
And I agree. I mean, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Hold on. Locally, like right. I was at a CompUSA and I met Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller. I thought it was so cool seeing him out in public. Earlier this week, I actually had to do a very little bit of troubleshooting and support mm-hmm. for Jerry Lewis.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, that was funny in its own right. I was actually worried about it because we make fun of him pretty badly on our own. Not really on the show because, you know, we just kind of get stupid in real life.
And you had a problem calling him back.
Yeah, because of all you assholes around.
I had, like, totally crushed you from keeping, like, getting a straight face. You were just,
I was worried I couldn't
you
keep
weren't
a straight
just
face.
Dude, you weren't just in stitches, man. You busted sutures.
Oh, dude. Anyhow, we were all going, hey, lady. Hi, lady. My bottom's down. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. So what's your new movie going to be, Jerry? Hardly Surfing? You know, we were
just going at it. I mean, just wrong.
The end all be all was when I asked you, do me a favor, dude. Ask him, why is it that the kids are crippled but your hair is still black?
God.
Tell him, put a stick in their back, Jerry.
Man.
How many times would you have ever had that opportunity?
You know, I may have it a couple more. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyhow, I give him a call because he has an issue getting online, blah, blah, blah. Get the message machine. I get an answering machine.
Oh, yeah.
The answering machine starts off, I'm not here right now, and if you try calling back, I still won't be here. So try back in 15.
Dude.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, he actually does shtick on his fucking answering
machine.
He
does shtick on his machine. And when I heard, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? Unbelievable.
Dude, that's wrong. You call my house, you know what it says? Please leave a name, number, and a message. Thank you.
God, you call your cell phone, it goes, you know, automated. You leave this message for
Robert.
You know, that's yours on yours.
Right. But dude, I'm not doing shtick on there. It's not like if you call my house, it's going to go, cock, dude.
Oh, you had to do that when I was taking a drink of water. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, you don't sit there and go, please leave your name and number for
cock. Beep.
No way.
Oh, by the way, I got some more funny answering machine messages too, man.
But you know what? I mean, he left it, and then I had to leave another message, and he calls back, you know what? I will say this. People portray him as an asshole.
He is.
He's nice.
That the only okay, no. Because he's going to meet God soon.
Yes. He's nice because he needs something.
He's repenting.
He's nice because he needs something, and I understand that. I completely understand it. But you know what else kind of made sense? The way he said it when he needed support. He goes, you know what? I'm not a big hardcore internet user. He goes, I use it mostly for word processing and stuff like that. I don't use the computer that often.
God.
I do want it running. Something tells me what Jerry Lewis is he wants to be able to say that he's done all this, and he hasn't. And that frustrates him, I bet. I bet that frustrates him to hell.
Because
he wants to be the guy that goes, you know what? Sure, I was part of Martin and Lewis, and sure, Martin got all the really good credit and everything off of that, and, you know, he hung out with all the Rat Pack down.
I still think you should have called him up like fucking, you know, Dean Martin.
Oh, fuck.
Thereby heard the internet's down, boogly googly.
Oh, that wouldn't be right, but funny. But no.
When the moon can't hit your eye like that big pizza pie, that's packet lost.
God. That's bad. But yeah, I mean, it's that sort of a thing where, you know, maybe he does want to accomplish something. Maybe he's one of those celebrities, you know, it's like he's
something.
You, maybe what's a come on.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to decide.
You've read that manuscript. Remember that?
Dude, you know what? I don't. Jerry Lewis is a shitty actor. He's a horrible fucking comedian. The only reason I think France likes him is to piss off Americans. However, I have read the final draft script for The Day the Clown Cried, the one that they used for the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
See, and you liked it.
That was a good story. I think if Lewis did release that, he would win critical acclaim like never seen
before. He would just have to do it with something. He would have to tone down the overt humor.
Don't? No, it's not funny.
Really?
It's not funny. It's not like, okay, it's not fucking Jerry Lewis in a fucking SS uniform going, hey, Fuhrer. No, it's not like that.
Okay, what is it?
It's serious drama.
Okay.
I know. You hear Jerry Lewis.
I cannot picture someone like Jerry Lewis
doing serious drama. I know. That's the thing. Dude, but it's like, maybe Jerry Lewis acts in it and he fucks up the entire movie. I don't know.
Who knows?
I really don't. However, what I can tell you is the character is absolutely great. I really liked it. I didn't like the way he changed the name. Because he changed the name to... The name was like something like, you know, just generic German, you know, like, you know, Achtung Ein Führer Smith or something like that.
Smith.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Generic Mr. Smith Jones type thing.
Okay.
And he ended up changing the name to Helmut Dork. And I'm like, all right, that's the only thing I got.
You know,
Dork,
you know, that,
you know,
kind of, yeah.
But
why try that?
And when you take Jerry Lewis, known for goofy, shitty humor, you add in concentration camp, one of the most down places. And the premise of a guy dressed up as a clown to lead kids into showers to be gassed by Zyklon B. Dude, just that imagery alone is what's going to ruin it for you. But I read the script, and
than Jerry Lewis is in it, maybe it could do just fine.
And maybe he did really well.
Maybe
I don't
do
know.
Just fine.
But the script is good. I know that.
Well, I think it's about time.
Wait. We're not done yet. We're not done.
We're not done yet.
We got into a tangent where we dug to China.
Oh, yeah.
There is something, actually.
We were talking about Michael Jackson, weren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we were. Yes, we were. So basically, the media, fuck him. We've established that he is nothing more than a fucking...
he's a media whore.
He's
relying too much on the media to save his ass.
Dude, he's becoming like, you know, famous for being famous at this point.
Uh-huh. He is the orange.
Right. Now, there is something that was actually brought up very, very well, and who was it? Toe. I totally agree with Toe on this right here. Why do I agree with Toe? Because what Toe said. Why should Michael Jackson die? To liberate the Beatles catalog, along with a lot of other music.
True.
Dude, he owns the catalog for Sly and the Family Stone.
Why? I mean, what does he get out of it? I mean...
Okay. Check this out. You ever heard the song Say, Say, Say by Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, have you seen the video?
Yes.
Okay, it's got Paul McCartney.
Yes.
When they were filming, when they were working on the song, and then they did the video, Paul McCartney was talking to Michael Jackson. They became friends fast, because Michael Jackson was, well, normal at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was like, you know, that's really great. You know, you've done all this work after the after the Beatles. You know, you got your band Wings and stuff. And they're talking, you know, what do you, you know, for this and that, you know, what do you do to retain your money and stuff, you know, because I was talking about planning ahead, you know.
Right.
Just like that song by Cypress Hill, Rock Superstar. Hit single don't last very long.
No, it doesn't.
So what McCartney said, he goes, well, man, he goes, what I do is I go, I buy these old songs, these popular tunes. So I own a record collection. And then what I do is I sell them.
Smart.
Lease them and license them.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened was there was a bidding war. All right. Paul McCartney wanted to buy the Beatles catalog, and Michael Jackson outbid him.
Wow, that broke that friendship up.
Oh, yes. Especially when during the 80s. I don't know if you remember this, but I totally do, man, and the fucking uproar it brought with a lot of people, the parents and stuff right there. Dude, he licensed Revolution No. 9 for a Nike commercial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, and he also, he licensed Instant Karma.
Mm-hmm, that too.
I remember that. I remember that very clearly.
And a lot of Sly and the Family Stone. He's licensed that out to Nissan.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of songs you hear on popular television nowadays that Michael Jackson owns.
That's interesting.
That's how he built up. And the thing about it is he's poised to lose them. Now, what's worse about this right there, I got to be honest with you, it's not a prejudice thing. Don't think this because they're black, because it's not, dude. Just because, in my opinion, they're fucking evil-ass people, dude. Nation of Islam. They just want to get their greedy fucking fingers on the same song catalogs.
Yeah.
Just like Scientology did when they hooked up Lisa Marie with Michael.
Oh.
They've denied that, and they're saying, oh, we're here supporting. Last time they had a meeting, Michael Jackson's financial advisors, the head of the Nation of Islam, sat at the head of the table and was talking during negotiations.
Unbelievable.
Oh, by the way, you know Michael Jackson's kids are Jewish?
No, I didn't.
Mother is a true Jew.
I'll be damned.
She is, and his kids are Jewish. So now she's been very quiet all this time.
Yep.
Now she's worried.
Understandable.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically we could free the Beatles catalog. We could knock off all this stupid media shit, and we could really. I'm tired of hearing this bleeding heart shit from people who honestly don't know any better, and I'm tired of hearing about kids getting hurt because of this weird fucker.
Well, there you go. That's one of the reasons why this week's dead celebrity, well, not really is a dead celebrity, needs to die.
This week's hopeful celebrity death, or however you... We got to come up with... We had that catchy title, we lost it.
Yeah.
Celebrity of the Week We Wish Was Dead, something like that.
Something like that. Anywho, you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at...
spankwagon.vftp.net.
We're going to go ahead and clip back into some music, and we hope you enjoy, and we'll be back probably 10 minutes?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Click ahead of the song before we do it, because I don't want to hear that. It's too fucking downer.
All right.
Yeah. Cool.
I like that one. Spank Wagon.
Spank Wagon.
Corrupt time. Every time I they say our love is taboo, that what we're doing is wrong. But I don't care what they say, 'cause my love is so strong. They tell us we should be ashamed. We're not husband and wife, but I cherish each moment with you. I'm so glad you're in my life. You're my prison bitch, my prison bitch. You're not like other men. I'm glad we share a prison cell when lights go out at 10. I can't escape the way I feel. Now that would be a crime. As long as I am doing you, I don't mind doing time. 'Cause you're my prison bitch, my prison bitch. And I have no regrets. I got you for a candy bar and a pack of cigarettes. At first you were resistant, but now you are my friend. I knew that I would get you in the end. Bend over, prison bitch. Prison bitch. I guess that you were sent from up above. Yeah. Prison bitch. Prison bitch. And now you are my prisoner of love.
I'm your prison bitch, your prison bitch, and you're a sex machine.
Uh-huh.
I only have one request. How about some Vaseline?
Yeah.
I'm tired of these prison cells. I need to get away. They sentenced me to 7 years, not 7 times a day. Bitch, your prison bitch, you lethal maniac.
Come here.
I really hate these knockers that you tattooed on my back.
And we're back.
Yikes. What the fuck is up with this playlist?
The
hey,
wonder-
Claude, make me a playlist for the show. Okay, it's autoed.
The wonder and the problem of random.
God damn.
Dude, my music is not that bad, dude.
No, it's...
Don't
it's,
think I sit around
wow,
listening
I mean,
to Bungo's in prison, bitch, dude.
Well, you know, we were listening to this thing, you know, and it sounded pretty okay, and then all of a sudden...
We're going to Bungo's and shit with Arab Moroccan mix, and if you listen to that, there's like sounds of like hookahs and water pipes and shit.
Yeah, and then we go into prison, bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? That's impressive. Anywho, you are listening to...
Teabag song. No, sorry.
Whoa. No. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, and I, once again, am distracted because I'm reading the chat room.
Yeah.
Spank Wagon Radio is only at?
It is only at spankwagon.vftp.net for your listening pleasure.
And it's time for Mad Props.
Yes, Mad Props.
Wait, before you do that.
Yes, there is actually a problem with Mad Props. Well,
there was a problem.
Well, let's go into another tangent story and lead back. Let's be different.
Okay.
Let's start way off here and end up where we want to be instead of going backwards.
Okay, let's try that.
As everybody knows, I'm a big fan of the 80s.
Huge.
Yeah, I know my 80s songs.
That's 80s movies.
80s movies. Drive a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Trencher was feeling
closer from the 80s.
Not that old.
Okay.
Anyhow, Trencher is kind of jealous of that, so he wanted to do his own little 80s thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, whereas most people might get a Michael Jackson Beat It jacket, wear a bit of spandex, get an old car or something, you just went straight for the gusto and you decided to be Reagan.
I decided to be Ronald Reagan.
You wanted to be Reagan. So,
yep.
We had Strike and Clicker Liquor Pops.
Last week, if you recall, our Clicker Liquor Pop was on strike. It is still on strike, technically.
So just like, Ronald Reagan hates a striker, so does Trencher, so he fired Clicker Liquor Pop.
I fired him. He is gone.
He is
out of here.
Clicker Liquor got fired because of the fucking Gipper here.
Yep, pretty much. So what
so,
I decided
and
to do?
Just in Reagan-esque, tributes, we, went ahead and,
hired a scab.
Yeah, we hired a non-union Clicker Liquor Pop.
So now we have Clicker Liquor goodness. Chizad is really fucked because
yeah.
I fired, you know, Clicker Liquor.
Yeah, so Chizad, we're going to send you a Clicker Liquor plop, plop. That's the best way the candy tastes.
Ooh,
peach. Please find it a good home and a good job. It'll be on its way shortly. So we have a new clicker liquor.
Yeah, we do.
I have a problem with this.
Oh, I do. What's wrong with this one?
You didn't take the label off.
No, man.
Dude, it looks like Mr. Furley with a shit around its neck.
Absolutely.
Off to the side.
It's like a Mr. Furley mini pearl sort of thing for you.
I'm going to give you mad props through the bedroom window.
Is this clicker liquor?
Ah!
Take it.
All right. So hold on. Before I get mad props, dude, I got to, like, take this fucking thing off. The clicker liquor just looks fucking gay.
It has this big, you know, it's like Flavor Flav sized tag on a little gold plastic.
Dude, it's not even the tag. It's a fact, dude, that it's, like, off to the fucking side, man.
I know.
It's like a fucking scarf and shit around its neck. Hence the Mr. Furley reference. I forgot. There's no visuals on radio. Sorry, home audience.
Home audience goes, what the fuck? Looks like Mr. Furley. Taking the tick. Oh, hey, he took it off. All right. Macho like. He wrapped it. Made a tough-looking face to tear off a piece of string.
Yeah, I know. Macho, sweet potato. All right. All right, so are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for your mad
props.
First up this week, he just joined the chat room, but we really don't feel like holding off for him because he's not that special to hold off a whole show for.
Airwolf. Mad props.
His clicker liquor pop is finally on the way. It was put in the mail just today. It's Chizzard.
I'm amazed.
Me too.
Mad props.
Hey, wait, you're in the chat room, and I'm not going to count you. So we'll go on to the next guy. He's in Iowa.
You almost gave me mad props.
I almost gave you mad props to be in the chat room. No way. You're not getting those. He's sitting in the chat room hanging out from Iowa. He drives a little car. It's quite yellow, in fact. His name is Ninebolt.
Mad props.
Your neighbors have got to hate this.
Fuck them.
Your neighbors are going, what the fuck are they doing?
Have you seen that woman, dude?
I've seen them.
That fucking woman up above me, man, she's thin as shit, dude. I swear to God, fucking bitch does Tai Bo wherever she goes in the apartment. Smack the goddamn floor. Dude, it's fucking Kill Bill up above me every fucking night when she gets home, dude.
That's great.
Went in and knock on her door, dude, and you're like, you know, you like left something downstairs, you know, like her car keys or her purse fell off. And it'll just be, you know, anyhow. God, I just killed the gain in my own ears on that one.
Damn.
That's the problem with wearing real-time headphones now. I have to listen to the hell that you listeners have to endure.
You know what? It's about damn time. It's about damn time.
Yeah.
Of course, we can always turn ours down.
See, what I was going to do for the 9-volt thing was, you know, don't lick him. Like, Jesus. You know, like
I don't, that's just a bad visual. I showed you his picture. Anyhow.
Yeah, now I can picture it's just...
Don't lick that. That fucking tooth. Anyhow.
I'm not making
fun of you. Up next for the mad props is a gentleman who listens to us every week very faithfully. He was even in the chat room way before us. He even wants to get his own show on
Bullshit.
The road.
Bullshit. I was in the chat room before he was.
I'm running out of energy here, okay? I've got my cold and my cough is kicking out.
Oh, I'm sorry. You a little verklempt?
Hold on. Let me get a drink of
Should
water.
Should we talk amongst ourselves?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Didn't sound like a drink of water.
I know.
Echo made it sound like you're fucking slurping a glory hole. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say that shit again.
Hey, man, each week I have to hit a low common denominator. Yeah. I just feel my requirement.
Apparently. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Reverend Hammer.
Mad props.
And, of course, I was really hard on him last week with the...
You said hard on him.
Well, we know where this show has gone, folks.
Yeah, bad cliches and toilet humor.
Well, you know what?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not Fark. Okay, come on.
Yeah, really. I don't get my booby quotient. You sure the fuck don't count.
Boobies and... Oh, wait. It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's a trap. Really quick, let's say hello. We don't have much. I don't have anything funny to say because I'm like totally lost my rhythm. So let's just say mad props to Toe.
Mad props. And Toe, just like 9-volt, don't lick either of them.
Yes. Let's try to get. What? Do mad props on front of both mics. No, grab the damn clicker liquor.
I was going to
wiggle the goddamn liquor clicker fucking pop.
Dude, I was going to do like Violent Ed from Insane Clown Posse.
So This doesn't sound as impressive as it used to.
That's because you got new fucking... He's on the job, dude. He's getting training right now, okay? Give him time.
You need to wear him in because it just doesn't sound right.
Hopefully, like...
What the fuck was that?
What?
You just took the mic... folks, what you didn't see is he takes the microphone. He puts it right into his gut. Just thud. Right into his gut. And then starts itching his fucking fat belly with a fucking microphone.
An itch, man.
He ain't scratching here. No, it wasn't scratching. God damn. All right. Clicker Licker. Thank you. Thank you. Because we hired the scab. The official Clicker Licker has been fired.
Ta-da.
Okay. Here, let's see. Yeah. Okay. That's all we needed. Moving on. I don't know. We're not running soundboards today, thanks to them. Oh, soundboards. Oh. Fuck.
Bullshit. That just makes you want to run them worse just to piss people off.
Click, 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 click.
Your goal is like interactive anger radio. Tell us, folks, what don't you want to hear?
Yeah, fuck you!
Whatever you say, we will be sure to totally ignore it and do the opposite.
Welcome to Reverse Psychology Radio.
Reverse Psychology Radio. That'd be great. We should be like become faux psychiatrists, like David Viscott meets Loveline.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I think you should feel bad that you didn't sleep with him. Maybe if you put out more, he wouldn't need the other girlfriend. Did you ever stop to think because you are pregnant, maybe you are ugly?
Oh, damn.
You know.
Wow. I can only imagine how that would go.
Yeah, can you imagine like us giving out like bad advice on one of those shows?
Man, that's fucked. But I can see it though. You know, and that'd be great. You know, once we get our phone switch in our system here for that,
that'd be
up.
Great.
Well, so people call. Of course, it will be a long distance call.
For
we're
you
not
people.
Paying for shit.
Damn straight. And I ain't getting no 800 number.
You know, that's what, 12 cents a minute? Fuck that.
That'd be great, wouldn't it, dude?
What's up?
It's like hosting one of those love shows. Well, I think you should totally get even with your boyfriend. I think you should sleep with his father.
Oh.
Can we, like, really fuck up
Oh.
People?
Well, actually, we feel that if you actually put Bengay on it before, it ought to insert rather easily after.
Bengay, dude. Ooh.
I don't know. I just thought of it.
Well, if you don't have any motion lotion, you could always try Icy Hot.
Oh! It would change the definite smell of sex, that's for sure. God damn. Oh, fuck.
Somebody been fucking in a eucalyptus tree.
That ain't eucalyptus, but anyhow.
You ever seen that, man? They do that video of those koalas mating?
Yeah.
And they got to pull the male off, dude. It's the nastiest video I've ever seen, dude. The fucking female koala's got a cream pie, dude, and it just gushes like koala jizz everywhere.
Oh, what the fuck are you... What? How the... Where do you find that?
Discovery Channel, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, it was like doing this thing on koalas, dude, mating, okay, or on koalas,
okay,
and they were showing like, you know, like, have you ever seen koalas in a zoo?
No.
Okay, what it is koalas are nocturnal creatures. They sleep during the day.
Okay.
Because it's hot as fuck.
Okay.
So if you go to the zoo, the koalas have a totally different perception of night and day. When you go into the zoo, everything's all black lit, okay, and they have these big blue-ass lights trying to simulate a full moon.
Okay.
Okay, it's actually in a dark building.
Okay.
Okay, and like during the day, they turn on lights and stuff to make it look like daylight for these damn things, just so you can see them active at night.
Interesting.
Well, they were showing these things like, you know, how they were breeding koalas for these new koala breeding programs or some shit like that.
Okay.
And they pull this fucking little koala bear off. Now, koalas aren't bears, they're rats, dude. And this fucking thing just screams and starts grabbing, trying to kick and bite the male.
Really?
And they got the female still stuck to the tree.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they show the male just, you know, humping away, then he fucking stops and shudders and stuff. So you know he's done his business.
Oh, okay. God
you know the koala's climax. And this woman, dude.
Koala porn.
Dude, this woman pulls the koala off, dude, and a steady stream of jizz, dude. It looks like an oil change. Just pours out of the koala's ass, man.
Oh, that's horrible.
Dude, oh.
What the fuck? How do you...
You just see it, dude. It was like the most graphic, nasty, hardcore, like, Wild Kingdom shit I've ever seen.
I mean, it
was, like, fucking gross.
People pay for humans to, you know, do that and watch it and shit. Video and DVD and internet. But...
Dude, and this koala, dude, I swear to God, he must have shot a cord in her.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, dude, it was just...
Whoa. Koala prawn! Christ, next thing you know, there's going to be adult decks and Beast Yowling Me Nuts are just going to be, like, downloading that video. It's gonna be like their that's gonna be for their fucking holy grail.
Dude,
videos.
Have you heard what they're doing, man? You know, a lot of people are subscribed to like illegal porn sites outside of the United States.
Yeah.
You know that the credit card companies are having they have to be for American credit cards have to be processed through American companies.
Right.
So what they're doing for these people that process these cards, even though they supposedly don't know, they're actually bringing them to court.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not because they should know what they're processing for. So for this, I don't know how soon they'll get into bestiality, but for the child porn and stuff right there, they've actually made a lot of headway into arresting those companies.
Very cool.
And then tracing back through people's credit cards.
Very cool.
I think that's fucking great.
It's a good way to do it, especially if it's like the offshore shit.
Exactly. And you plus, know. They've done a lot of busts offshore, working with Interpol and local police.
Cool. Now using a credit card to get legit porn, that's cool. That's acceptable, but none that freak.
Oh, 9Volt says, I just noticed I have 8 uploads coming into my server.
Well,
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No, that's nice. Moving on.
You're so slow.
How geek are you?
How geek am I?
How geek are you?
I'm pretty elitist.
Yeah, elitist in what way?
I could probably get a license plate and get away with it.
Okay, Smack.
Leet. There's nothing leet about an expire.
No. Expire.
Expire, dude. Wow, that's what we should call
We've
it.
We've both been having this problem. We've been saying the wrong shit at the wrong time. It's been like one letter off of the normal word. I had methanol in my cough drops.
Methanol in my cough drops.
Smack drives an expire, not an aspire.
Expired.
But basically, a new study actually shatters the internet geek image. Basically, what it's saying, this is from CNN, that the World Internet Project report, basically, they poll people all over the entire world, obviously, hence the name, to kind of get an idea of who's using the internet, what kind of stuff they're doing, what kind of
really?
A person they are.
So who's using the internet?
Well, again, as you know, most industrialized nations are using the internet quite heavily. Us, Europe, Italy, China, Japan, obviously. You know, the obvious stuff's there. The typical internet user, though, is kind of different. I mean, when you think of a computer geek, and you think of an internet geek or just a geek, it's in its own nature, not the circus kind. What do you think of?
Internet geek?
Yes.
Antisocial.
Antisocial.
Overweight.
Overweight.
Sometimes glasses, whatnot.
Yeah.
And geeks have one thing in common.
Okay.
Weird-ass facial hair.
Yeah, I can. Well.
Mustache, goatee, or sideburns.
True, very true.
Yeah, if I could grow a mustache, I'd have mutton chops. I know it.
Yeah, you would, because you've tried.
I would, yeah.
Basically, though, I'd say that the typical internet user or internet geek is an avid reader of books, spends more time engaged in social activities than the non-user. Television viewing is way down among some internet users,
of
as
course.
Much as 5 hours per week compared to with net abstainers. It's a trade-off there, I can understand.
Yeah, totally.
The use of the internet is reducing television viewing around the world while having little impact on the positive aspects of life. Took me a minute to reread that one 3 times to realize what they mean is they're watching less TV, but they are doing things like going out and being social and riding a bike and staying as healthy as they can.
Aw.
And more cases than not. Now, there's a few things for the internet geek they find out, like Italy, huge gender gap. Right now, of all the nations they studied, which included the United States, Britain, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Spain, Sweden, Japan, Macau, South Korea, Singapore, Taiwan, China, and Chile, the study does support that internet usage amongst like Italians very gender biased, where the digital divide isn't necessarily income based, but it is gender based. Women using it much less than men. Men, 41.7% are users. 21.5% of the women. Are not. Taiwan, the difference is 25.1% for the men and 23.5% for the women. So pretty even.
Wow.
Of the 12 countries in which the information was available, more than 20% of the poorest segment of the population uses the internet. So now we're starting to see where the internet, the digital divide based upon economics, is really, truly starting to go away.
Yeah.
Now, the only digital divide that really still lingers there is not necessarily whether they're online or not, but it is what they're doing online. Mm-hmm. That's truly where it lies. Also, a lot of the countries, a lot of the people polled do trust what they read on the internet. They feel that stuff that is published and information credibility is pretty high, despite the existence of, you know, all the different spoof sites, message boards, carries, you know, the rants, the blogs, and everything out there. Most of all information, though, most countries feel is fairly accurate. The most trusting users are in South Korea, which is kind of funny because you always hear about how they like to blow the, you know, just the fucking net cafe fights and
yeah.
everything going on there. The least trustful internet users, though, are Swedes. So they pretty much are, well, huge-ass skeptics. The Chinese, meanwhile, are the most active and social online people. And, of course, with, I guess, Tsukidoji and things like that and all the internet prawn, I'm sure they got a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what was it that we saw online, that hand that, you know, we have it on, it's in one of the message boards, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, that's that stuff. So, pretty much there, you know what, we may be computer geek, but guess it's not a bad thing after all. Not that I ever considered it a bad thing, though. Mm-hmm. Quit reading.
Sorry. Although it was
the
very
show
funny.
Is over here. Dude. Put away the IRC.
No,
oh my God.
Dude, it wasn't IRC, I swear. Look at my Google search.
What are you doing in Look Google? At Google. Koala. You were looking up koala prawn. God damn it.
Okay. Although, it's very funny. There was actually a method behind my madness to a degree. I actually purposely got myself lost in searching the internet.
Why?
Well, it's a new trend that's been developed. It's called Surfer's Voice.
Surfer's Voice. Oh, no. What is this?
Okay. You just heard it. Somebody is talking to you in an engaging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Engaging conversation. An engaging conversation.
Okay, look. It's a damn good conversation.
I'm
you should be
my
joining.
Ownership board. Okay, somebody is talking to you in a legitimate Okay. You're
engaging,
in a conversation.
Legitimate. Pick one.
You're legitimately engaging in a conversation
Ooh,
with somebody.
Ooh, well done.
Thank you. Good save. And what happens is the person on the other line, all you hear are keystroke clicks and just, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yikes.
Just like
internet
I did to you.
Voice. I do that at work, though. I don't know if that's, well.
Now, this is going to be what's cool. They're actually saying it's a problem right there, you know.
Oh, no. Someone's going to want to get disability or something for this.
No,
I have internet voice.
Yeah, God, I know. No, they're saying it's like a social epidemic. So if anybody wants to hear a good example, listen to this in the archive.
Yeah, really. Even if you're listening to it now, you heard it.
I honestly know all you said was gender differences and something else.
Wow. That,
I seriously tuned you out.
That pisses me off.
I seriously just tuned you out. It was for a good purpose.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you know, you're going to do it again, though, and I can tell you're going to do it again.
Dude, I needed to go for the effect.
God.
So I totally
see,
had to
that,
lose
that,
myself.
You know what? I can understand it being like a social epidemic because that pisses me off.
Did that really piss you off?
I'm sitting here and I'm going out about how I think this is an interesting article, and you sit there and you're not listening. You're in your own fucking world. God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Fuck.
Sure.
Yep. Dickhead.
It was a good example. Wasn't
that was a great example. We're going to go to a fucking break.
Are we now?
Yeah.
So we're going to go to a break.
We're going to go to a fucking break.
All right.
I'm done with your ass.
No, you're
you
not.
Are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
The chopper says,
hey, I'm going to hang up with some customers. No, I'm sorry. That's the guy we work with.
Yeah, really. Hey, folks. This
you
is
better get downloaded.
Ooh.
Got to probably work on that.
I got sidetracked in El Paso. Stopped to get myself a map. Went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Shreveport. Woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wherever you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi.
cómo fue que se me va.
Song.
I like it, actually. It's pretty good.
Madonna's really cool. I mean, I like listening to Madonna. Madonna's someone from the 80s, you know, unlike the soon-to-be-dead celebrity who we hope to die, who...
You're my
prison, I still think
they
make good, she makes good music.
I like Madonna. I also think she has a damn fine plastic surgeon. Madonna is a very talented singer.
Yes.
She's
damn fine plastic surgeon. Nice.
Dude, she does. I'm not going to deny. That was money well spent. I can only fault Madonna for one thing.
What's up?
She can't act for shit.
No, she can. I mean, she's tried several times. Even on, I mean, Ruin Dick Tracy, and what was that one movie she was in?
Which one? The last one?
There's Desperately Seeking Susan, which was, ugh.
I don't know. You know what? I like Desperately Seeking Susan.
I didn't.
I kind of like it, man.
Get into the groove, but you got to boo your love to me.
No. Actually, I kind of like Desperately Seeking Susan.
So, Claude, what's on
in
TV?
In that retro kind of way. I don't know. I have the remote.
Oh.
I don't have the fucking feed hooked up.
Oh, never mind then.
What, you going to watch TV and ignore me?
Yeah, I was going to watch TV and ignore you.
Fuck.
Well, yes. We got talking about that because at the break, we got to talk about what he just fucking pulled. And, you know, I'm guilty of the same thing. If any of my friends who've ever called and talked to me while I was watching TV, you'll know. I will not pay a dick of attention to you. I will just be all into the TV show watching the pictures. I don't even have to have the volume up. I'm just... look at that move.
Yeah. My mom's real bad about that, too.
How so?
Well, she has couple of that with no inner monologue.
Okay, so?
So my mom will, like, be channel surfing while she's talking to me. And, you know, I'll be talking about, like, a serious conversation.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, okay, well, I think this and that and that and this. And we're talking. And out of nowhere, she won't just, like, go, uh-huh, like that. Because she'll, you know, like, you wait for somebody.
Right.
Okay. You know, because she'll go along with that, but she will fucking interrupt me and just go, "Ooh, the last Starfighter's on. Oh, Men in Black."
Excuse me. Man, that's funny.
Just totally fucking, have you been paying attention, Mom? Yeah, I've been paying attention to this and that and that and this. And I'm like, she's right,
but
has she actually been paying attention?
Sure, I can hear the words.
Or is she picking up keywords?
Yeah, that's just it. Are you just hearing the keywords? Or are you actually really part of the conversation?
Yeah, I know. It just...
It's funny. Anyhow, Spankwagon Radio.
Only at Spankwagon at VFTP.net. Your source, the source, everyone's source for internet radio.
And ice cream.
I don't have an ice cream here.
Oh, damn.
No, kind of ice cream I like?
What kind of ice cream do you like?
Bunny tracks.
What the fuck is that?
I know, it sounds nasty because every time you heard what chicken tracks are, and that's the skid marks in your underwear.
Right.
Bunny tracks. I was thinking the same thing and left a bad impression.
What the fuck is bunny tracks?
Bunny tracks are very good. Check this out. Imagine chocolate ice cream with little chocolate bunnies.
Okay.
That are, you know, like dark chocolate bunnies that are filled with maraschino cherry syrup.
Oh, damn. You're biting into bunnies and making them bleed.
I never thought of it like that.
You're biting into goddamn ice cream frozen bunnies and watching them bleed.
Dude. Dude.
That is.
Dude. 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 This Easter, we
Death
we,
Bunny.
No. We'll get like a mold and we'll make like a chocolate Christ on a crotch and we'll make it. I mean, cross. Christ on a crotch.
Wow, we have been doing this all day. That is the best. Oh my!
We've been
Christ on a crotch.
Christ on a crotch.
You have forsaken me. Damn.
Christ on a crotch, on the cross. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll fill him with maraschino syrup, and then we'll like nail him to like a chocolate crotch. A cross.
I did it again. God damn. Do you have crotch on the mind? Do I need to leave immediately after the show? You are so red, dude. It's hilarious.
That just caught me off guard, dude. No, what we'll do is that way Christ can like bleed maraschino cherry syrup.
God.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. I mean, they already got the chocolate cross. We just need to kind of hollow it out and pour the cherry syrup in and...
Stigmata bars.
Stigmata bars. They look like chocolate, but leave red on your hands.
The passion for cocoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is passionate for Cocoa Puffs.
And Jesus wants to get his Lucky Charms, too. Claude just lost it. Yay, me!
You just reduced Jesus Christ to the Lucky Charms guy. They're always after me, Everlasting Salvation.
Frosty Lucky Charms, they're everyone but Judas. for everyone but Judas. I like that.
One of you will betray me tonight. No, that is correct. Before this night is over, one of you will pour out the cereal and dig to the bottom for the prize before eating.
Nice, nice. You can have a box of cereal called Body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ. You know, little bread loaves. Body of Christ. They're like little the Catholic mouth wafers. You know.
The only reason I know what they are is because I've seen them on TV. Yeah. I actually saw that.
Body of Christ. Yay! Little toy at the bottom. You know. Let's see, a little Pontius Pilate action figure or something.
Kung Fu grip.
They come with your own nail. Authentic.
Little disposable syringes filled with, like, you know, shots for tetanus.
Oh, yeah, that's after the recall.
Damn, that's good. The marshmallow crown thorns.
Crown of thorns made of marshmallow. Fuck. And then, you got to market it right. Then you got to have, like, the side foods, you know. Like Trix has the yogurt and shit, and you have Jesus yogurt and stuff.
Jesus yogurt.
Jesus yogurt. Or better yet, crossover stuff. Let's think of this. I'm trying to think of a way to work in Mary, but I just can't off the top of my head.
Oh, hell, I can do that, man.
How so?
Okay, which Mary?
Which Mary?
There's two of them. There's Magdalene.
Well, Mary Magdalene, but if I say Mary Magdalene, I mean Mary fucking Magdalene.
All right.
When I say Mary, I'm meaning Mary. Mary. You only get one Mary.
Well, there's Marys. God,
but there's one Mary. And there's one Mary Magdalene.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that Mary is the first single name celebrity? I'm just curious, because even Pharaoh had a name.
True.
What about Moses? What was his last name? I don't know where that's going.
You know, Moses, let's see, Moses, you got a phone book? I'm sure we can find Moses in the phone book.
Dude.
Fucking grab the phone book. We'll find Moses.
Call him up.
Hey, you Moses!
I actually called a guy named Moses one time, called my old phone number in L.A. like, hey, man, can you part the sea?
Oh, Jesus.
It was like 2 in the morning, and I was doing it through, like, voice over IP.
Thank God.
that's the beauty of
dial pad,
dude. That's the beauty of those voiceover IP phones, man. Prank calls.
Oh yeah. Well,
no, what was I gonna say? Hey, there you go. Yeah, man. Immaculate tampons.
Ooh, immaculate tampons.
When the halo glows, you know it's full. Cannot last more than 3 days, or you will get toxic shock syndrome.
Oh man. That's harsh. You will die. But you will rise again. Use our product and find out now.
You know what? That's a funny bit. We got to work on that.
You say this while we're doing the funny bit on the air.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Hey, guys, it's the end of the show. We're starting to wind everything down yet again.
All right. It's time for the pre-end of show planning session.
Next week, you're going to hear us say,
boy, we really need to work on that.
That's better than my answer.
What was that?
Cock.
Cock.
You always got to work it in somehow.
Bum, bum.
Shit, that just destroyed it, man. I can't top that. Fuck. Fucking Prometheus here just stole my thunder and shit.
Cock. You got to work it in somehow.
Bum, bum.
God damn.
You stole my joke, not even what you...
I didn't even try.
Dude, no, you tried, obviously. You came up with that. But you didn't even say words. You just made noises, and you stole the joke with noise.
I'm that damn good. Yeah, everybody in the inner, all our fake listeners are going, ah, fuck. It's that last 2 minutes where they really don't have much to do. I mean, they could go on with news, but that's kind of fucking boring. And why weren't they this funny at the very beginning? Why'd they have to go all
opinions and horseshoe and it's all down? Oh, dear God.
God damn it. It's a microphone, not a goddamn back, belly, butt, or dick scratcher. Man. God damn. No, you know what? This week, though, has been a pretty good week for me. I got my duster running again. I got my car running again. Took it to work. Got to drive it and get some miles on it. And I tell you what, it's so nice. When I'm driving down the road and a racer pulls up to me, and I still can't hear him. I'm just... It is so nice.
Really? Why is that?
Because they look twice at the car before they think about running it. They're like, you know, they run up to it, and then they just sort of hear, and they don't know what it really is. Because, come on, it's not like a big, well-known car. It really isn't.
But the Tornado is frightening.
The Tornado is slightly intimidating.
It's the Tasmanian Devil sands like arms.
In a cloud. It's really not in a cloud. It's more like Pigpen with eyes.
No, because
Pigpen... there's no cloud to it. Pigpen was just the lines.
No, Pigpen was more than lines.
No, I think the Pigpen was just...
Pigpen was basically like a... Imagine Charles Schultz trying to draw Linus.
Okay.
Without the blanket.
Yep.
And then just got real frustrated and tried to scratch it out.
Yeah, that's pretty much
that's
Pigpen. Okay. But that's pretty much also what it looks like for my Tornado.
Not really. It's just... It has lines, yeah, but... Yeah.
Not a lot of cloud, though.
I'm not going to even fucking argue this.
Anywho. But yeah, it was really nice having that because I was just hitting it on the gun and just gunning it on the freeway. And one of the really nice things, when you really do it and you do it right, you feel it. First gear, you have the burnout. Second gear, you have a little burnout. Third gear, you have a burnout. You know, I haven't gotten a burnout on fourth gear, but I've gotten them first through third. That's a nice feeling to know your car has that much fucking power to do that shit.
Hey, dude, I know what that's like, man.
It's nice.
I had that in my Dakota.
With
no cargo in the back.
Oh, yeah, no cargo in the back. That little piece of... Well, that's because you're short.
Burnouts in fourth gear. Man. Or second gear, man. Woo!
Shit. Anyhow.
Are we talking moving or from a dead standstill?
Even moving.
Yeah, because moving I could do that in Dakota.
Yeah, moving and dead
standstill. Wow, this is a really powerful motor until I put cargo in the back.
Yeah, until you put 10 pounds in the back. Blue. And you wanted to put a goddamn 60-inch TV in the back of mine?
It was downhill.
Yeah, it sure was. The minute we realized what we were doing, it's downhill from here. So tonight, I think what we'll do is, after we cut off the show, we got 10 more minutes, but we don't know what we're going to do to entertain
Let's
you.
Just talk.
Okay.
Let's be ourselves.
I'm going to put my phone on your desk. Oh, I need to tie my shoe. I hate that.
Well, guess you'll have to, you know, get to it, Corky.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's going to take me a while. I got to remember how to. Fuck, I should start sticking with Velcro. Or be like everything, you know, like a lot of the new stuff, and just make it zippers and flap overs and... Because, you know, no one knows how to tie fucking shoes anymore because they want to buy the shoes that are almost like sandals. So they buy a pair of sneakers, but your foot slips right into them. That's lazy. That's just fucking lazy. If you can't tie your goddamn shoe, or buy a goddamn pair of shoes with laces. And they're uglier than sin, too, those shoes.
So you never had a pair of shoes with Velcro?
Oh, I've had a pair of shoes with Velcro.
Aha!
Oh, shut up. No, good going, Geraldo. You uncovered that vault.
That's right. God.
No, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Because, I mean...
I don't know, dude. You got everything with your car going to get done pretty soon.
I got everything with my car done that I can, but it still will not pass smog.
That's killer, man. It's going to pass smog.
I got to get a whole new carburetor, a whole new intake.
What'd you ask Frank for that fucking carb?
I don't want to deal with them anymore. I'm done dealing with them. I don't have to deal with them. Why would I go deal with people I don't have to deal with?
Because they have something you might want. Want
to listen to some music?
What kind of music we got?
Let's find out what we got.
Okay.
I don't even know what's cute.
Karaoke? Let's do karaoke.
Yeah, you do karaoke with that.
Figures, bitch, I don't give a fuck. What a great ending song, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. When we speak of Shangri-La, oh, how perfect, too.
It's the last one.
Get the closing song with a God reference
of all the fucking songs. ICP is in the God. Who knew?
I just love that, the fact they released this album. Because it's like, you know, I remember, did you ever see that MTV special on ICP?
No.
Oh, it was fucking classic. They ended up like showing these parents and stuff like pictures of ICP, you know, and like doing this or that and going, you know, well, what's your opinion on the subject here? And they're like talking like, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, looking at this like, I don't know. They're wearing this makeup, you know, and they're, you know, they're trying to be scary, but it's not too bad. And it's this woman, dude.
Right.
This is like the best example of sheep mentality I've ever seen.
Okay.
She's like, well, they're trying to be scary. She's basically kind of condemning them as posers.
Okay.
Okay. Then she gets the mob mentality.
Uh-oh.
All right. The sheepish mob mentality. These other parents are criticizing, well, their lyrics and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, yeah, you know, looking at his pose right there, because, you know, Violent J is doing like that ringmaster pose with the three fingers up, you know. Like
right.
That, and like with the, you know, with the... It's the way they had it angled, you know, with his fingers. He's like doing open hand, like clawing up in the air and look like three fingers, you know, on a thumb.
Okay.
So it's like, this kind of looks like a pitchfork, and that looks like a devil reference to me.
Oh, Jesus.
So all these people like saying ICP is bad and it's evil and it's unchristian, and they release this.
And then they release this, and I think the problem, though, is, I mean, a lot of listeners who like listen to, you know, ICP, There was a lot of people who were happy and going, okay, that's cool. That's a good way to end it. And then others are going, what the fuck? This was so hard. Now you're all going to cop out and make God references?
I don't think it's really too hard at all. I actually liked it. I actually liked The Wraith.
The Wraith, yeah, because that's the last...
It's in two versions from what they said, but there's Shangri-La and then there's Hell's Pit. Hell's Pit's supposed to be like real dark, but who knows. But yeah...
So, yeah, they did all this, and then all of a sudden they ended up with, you know,
what
God!
I got to ask this question.
What?
I'm reading the chat room. What the fuck is Reverend Hammer making Altoid dust for?
Probably he wants to snort it. I mean, knowing Reverend Hammer, you know, he's not going to do hard drugs. He's going to be like smack and try to do...
He's going
to
smack it?
Yeah, he's going to smack it.
God. Smack can do pissy shit. I can do Altoids. You know what? If you're going to do Altoids, be a man. Do cinnamon Altoids.
Oh, shit.
Snort cinnamon
fucking
Altoid.
Fucking any
dust.
Altoid. Any fucking Altoid is a hard fucking Altoid. I mean.
Yeah, but have you ever had a cinnamon Altoid?
Lots of times.
Dude, it's like chewable atomic fireball.
True. Very true. Curiously strong.
Curiously strong.
Anywho. I think what we're going to do is actually, instead of blather on like idiots, we're going to go ahead and call the show.
Speak for yourself, man. This is not the blathering of an idiot. This is the footnotes of a great mind.
Blathering of an idiot. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
No, you're listening to Claude Balls, who happens to have blathering under a trencher.
Thanks.
No, and also, we're just joking. Yeah. No, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'd like to thank everybody involved with the show. I'd like to thank Claude for allowing us to have Studio B. I'd like to thank me for remembering where Claude lived and how to get into the gate for Studio B.
Of course.
I would all.
The password is the world code.
Ooh. I would also like to say thank you to lazycode.com for allowing us to broadcast and suck up their bandwidth.
Fucking nasty. Jack Daniels and Altoid dust? That's fucking gross.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? Anywho, I also want to say a big thank you to Virtual One with VFTP.net for hosting the site that gets a 1 week update.
It's like bad drunk night. God.
All right, folks, this has been Spankwagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, have been the impeccable Claude Balls.
And you've been our faithful listeners, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good evening.